I got involved with the Iditarod after reading Paulson's book, Winter Dance. It was a lovely, poetic book about Musher's very first rookie year. The book was spellbinding, adventurous, and mystical, and all the things that I enjoy in life. And I wanted so much to be a part of it. One time, literally sitting in my office, I saw an advertisement for the Iditarod and for the rookie veterinary seminar. And somehow I got in, and I was able to go out on my very first year as a trail, and it was truly amazing. And every year I feel tired and sore, and I say, that's going to be it. And every year I come back. So it does sink its fangs into you. I think that the most important things that I've gotten from it is the bonding amongst the veterinarians, the sense of accomplishment when a race goes well, the sadness when things don't, the dogs, the friendly, how happy and friendly the dogs are, and how friendly the mushers are. And it is an adventure above all others.
Perfect.
One of my most memorable Iditarod experience was I was in Shaktulik. And I was in Shaktulik for 2 days. And it was loud. It was noisy. We had an indoor toilet that didn't work, so it smelled. And I literally could not sleep at all for 2 days. I was becoming irritable. I was frustrated. I couldn't sleep. I had insomnia really bad. I decided that even though it was negative 20 outside, I would go out and I would sleep in my bivy sack outside. I was so frustrated. I walked outside. A gust of wind caught my belongings and blew them out onto the Bering Sea. An 8-year-old Eskimo boy came up to me. He said, "Do you need some help, mister?" And I looked at him, and I just remember saying, "Yeah." He ran, and he scampered out, and he collected all my belongings. And he helped me build a fort out of the hay bales to block me from the wind. He climbed up on top of the hay bales, and he brushed off some snow. It landed in my face, and we both started laughing. And I fell asleep like that, and I was so comfortable. And I got up, and then was the stars were out, and the aurora borealis, and Devin had gotten home, and I was able to sleep. And I went back in the trailer and I slept. I was so pleased with his generosity that my brother had given me a Swiss Army knife that I carried everywhere on every fishing expedition I'd ever been on. He gave it to me as teenagers during a difficult period in our lives. And I asked the biology elder if I could give it to Devin. And he said, yeah. He came in the next day and he goes, "I saw you sleep last night." And I said, "Yeah, I know you did, Devin. And I want to give you something for that." And I gave him my pocket knife that my brother had given me. And his eyes lit up like I'd give him the keys to a Porsche. And he spent a whole day sharpening and cleaning 20, 30 years of fish guts and scales out of the blades and in between it. And he was so proud of it. And I was so pleased with that whole thing. And I'm sorry that I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry.
Jesus, I didn't expect that to happen.
So that's it. That's it. I know that I love my wife, Chris. And I know that I love my son, Spencer. And I know that they love me.